Have you ever wondered why expensive wine tastes better, even when it's actually cheap wine in a fancy bottle? As a teenage magician in the 1980s, I witnessed firsthand how suggestion shapes perception through elaborate illusions. Despite my explicit disclaimers about being merely an entertainer, audience members would seek my guidance on life decisions, convinced of my supernatural abilities. This launched my journey from stage magic to neuroscience, where I've spent decades researching how our suggestible minds transform expectations into physical reality. The truth is, everyone is suggestible, not because we're weak-minded, but because suggestibility serves evolutionary advantages. Suggestion isn't a flaw in human cognition, but a sophisticated feature that evolved for compelling survival and social benefits. It facilitated rapid communication and learning within groups, enabling knowledge transfer even before complex language developed. From a clinical perspective, suggestion plays a fundamental role in healing processes. The trust relationship between patient and healer can demonstrably improve outcomes through complex physiological pathways involving immune response, stress reduction, and neurochemical changes. My journey into understanding suggestion began with simple tricks, like convincing people Kentucky's capital was Louisville through confident assertion. I refined my approach with card tricks that used mental contamination, deliberately pointing out certain cards to make them less likely to be chosen, leaving one specific card as the only pristine choice. This works because timing, confidence, and calculated gestures create an illusion of free choice while actually constraining it. In my teens, I discovered hypnosis and was amazed how friends with basic scripts and theatrical confidence could perform successful shows. I questioned whether volunteers were simply playing along until reading about Nobel physicist Richard Feynman's documented experiences with hypnosis. Despite actively resisting suggestions, Feynman felt compelled to walk around a room and felt no pain from a match burn that left a physical blister, proving suggestion could override basic physical sensations. Today, standardized measures from Harvard and Stanford allow us to determine hypnotizability on a scale, revealing that hypnotic susceptibility actually indexes our general tendency to be influenced by suggestions in daily life. The power of suggestion extends beyond mere perception. It can actually transform our physical reality. In one experiment, researchers gave participants identical milkshakes, but with different labels. Those drinking what they thought was a high-calorie, indulgent shake experienced decreased levels of ghrelin, the hunger hormone, while those drinking the supposedly low-calorie, sensible shake showed no hormonal change, despite both shakes being identical. These findings challenge the simplistic calories-in, calories-out model of dieting, suggesting our mindsets about food matter significantly. Similarly, when white wine was dyed red with tasteless food coloring, people described it using red wine terminology, like raspberry, rather than white wine descriptors, like floral, visual cues overriding actual taste. This happens because evolution prioritized vision, processing in 40 milliseconds, over taste and smell, 400 milliseconds. Suggestion similarly affects alcohol's impact. Research shows that social drinkers who received tonic water but believed they'd consumed vodka behaved as if drunk, a think-drink effect where beliefs shape behavior. These phenomena operate through dissociation and absorption, psychological states where one becomes detached from normal experience or deeply immersed in mental imagery, showing how top-down mental processes can profoundly influence bottom-up biological functions. How powerful is suggestion in medicine? At Germany's Department of Epileptology, clinicians use provocative tests with sham substances to distinguish between epileptic and psychogenic non-epileptic seizures. Though ethically contentious, these tests help accurately diagnose patients who might otherwise receive inappropriate treatment for years. In the late 1800s, Dr. J. Nolan McKenzie demonstrated this power when he induced an asthma attack using an artificial rose. Modern asthma provocation tests show similar effects. When researchers made the first two doses placebos, most children reported asthma attacks despite normal airways. Lactose intolerance provides another example. When self-identified lactose intolerant participants received lactose described as a placebo, most showed no symptoms until informed they had consumed lactose, at which point symptoms suddenly appeared. Conversely, participants given lactose-free milk in regular milk cartons developed symptoms proportional to their perceived consumption. These findings suggest that while biology drives many conditions, psychological factors significantly influence how symptoms manifest. Our memories are remarkably malleable and susceptible to suggestion. Even people with highly superior autobiographical memory, HSAMs, who can recall nearly everything they did every day of their adult lives, are just as vulnerable to false memories as ordinary people. This suggests memory distortion is fundamental to human cognition. No one is immune, regardless of memory prowess. Most people view memories as defining their identity, rarely recognizing how much fiction exists within them. We cannot reliably distinguish true memories from constructed ones, and even brain scans show similar neural signals for both. A century of research has demonstrated that memory involves reconstruction and is susceptible to complete fabrication. False memories occur both spontaneously and through external suggestion. During my magic performances, I used misdirection techniques that made spectators believe they had made free choices. Afterward, these individuals genuinely believed they'd made independent decisions and insisted they'd never met me before, making them unwitting but convincing witnesses to my apparent supernatural abilities. Unlike antidepressants that target biological mechanisms, psychedelics break pessimistic thinking patterns by fostering happiness, connectedness, and emotional empathy. They enhance suggestibility, making individuals more receptive to new thought patterns. Psilocybin enhances communication between brain regions, producing rapid and sustained antidepressant effects. Over half of study participants experienced significant depression reduction lasting weeks. Psychedelics work through set and setting, addressing core issues rather than merely dulling symptoms. Despite historical criminalization, they're experiencing a research renaissance. Brain imaging shows psychedelics create spectacular neural activity, activating quiet brain regions and forming new interconnections. This neuroplasticity changes perception, particularly in how we interpret meaning. Even skeptics often report transcendental experiences that fundamentally change beliefs. However, heightened suggestibility presents dangers. In improper settings, users become more susceptible to misguided notions, from false memories to conspiracy theories, making proper guidance essential. Our mindsets profoundly influence our physical reality. Suggestion affects visual acuity, wound healing, and even diabetes development. People exposed to accelerated clocks heal faster, while negative health news can worsen conditions. Research shows exposure to admired black individuals reduced implicit racial bias by over 50%, and videos of black people and positive activities decreased prejudice. However, mandatory diversity training often backfires due to psychological reactants. More effective approaches include providing consensus information showing others disagree with prejudiced views. Virtual reality experiments where non-black participants swap bodies with black individuals increase empathy and improve intergroup relations. Our mindset significantly impacts health, as shown in the Hotel Maid study, where housekeepers told their work constituted exercise experienced measurable health benefits without changing routines. While skepticism remains essential, the emerging field of the suggestible brain challenges assumptions that mindset only alters subjective perceptions. By understanding suggestion, we can harness its power to transform both our perceptions and physical reality. In a world of manipulative messaging, this knowledge becomes our protection, allowing us to recognize influence and choose which suggestions serve our well-being.